Almost half of this country's unsheltered homeless people live in one state, California. And California's Governor Gavin Newsom has said he's committed to finding solutions. He's also called homelessness a disgrace. One idea that he's had is to make additional housing and shelters a requirement, not an option, for California cities. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, there's widespread concern and confusion about how that would actually work.
Across California, tent and shack villages have mushroomed under freeway overpasses and in nameless patches of land, like this strip of dirt in Oakland that runs between Interstate 880, railroad tracks, and a Burger King.
There's little clusters and cliques and families that are all up and down the street.
Anita De Assis works as a chef and now as a homeless activist. She got evicted last year, she says, and now lives in a camper with her two young children. This homeless camp is one of many not sanctioned or supported by the city. Here, tents and makeshift shacks are mixed with half a dozen sturdier wooden tiny homes. One-room sheds donated or built entirely by local residents and businesses.
It's definitely an upgrade, which is what we've been telling the city they need to do, because this is crazy. With all the resources and wealth that we have in the Bay Area, this should not be happening.
Driven mostly by steadily rising rents and home prices, Oakland's homeless population shot up 47% in the last 2 years. That's now more than 4,000 people living on the streets. The city council is still studying and debating what to do about these kinds of unsanctioned camps. The SC says it's long past time for talk.
Like, and the problem is getting worse. So we don't understand why we're still having this conversation.
She's concerned that the $106 million the county budgeted for homelessness last year, plus millions more in state and federal aid, hasn't reached people on the streets. She wonders, as do many lawmakers and activists across the state, where has all the homeless money gone?
There should be porta potties on every encampment. Every encampment should be sanctioned because there's nowhere for people to go. Until there is affordable permanent housing for everybody, these encampments are going to exist, and they just need to get over that and accept that and help people.
The problem is we have many jurisdictions responsible for the problem, but no one is actually responsible for much of anything.
That's Daryl Steinberg, the mayor of Sacramento and co-chair of the governor's task force on homelessness. He says solutions are too often undercut by a lack of coordination and collaboration across boundaries. The homeless problem doesn't recognize city and county borders, but it's often being addressed as if it does. And a core problem, he says, there are no benchmarks that cities and counties have to meet and no penalty if they fail to act.
Some jurisdictions are doing the minimal. There are some jurisdictions that are doing virtually nothing. And there is no prod. There is no incentive. There is no legal mandate to change that behavior.
But it's not clear the governor and his task force are on the same page on mandating more shelters, affordable housing, and mental health and substance abuse programs. A constitutional mandate would require legislative and voter approval. And if the carrot to communities is more money, Steinberg concedes it's not at all clear yet what the stick should be if jurisdictions don't step up.
So this is the question. It should not punish, but it should require compliance.
But that ambiguity leaves homeless advocates worrying a statewide mandate could lead to more sweeps and crackdowns on encampments. Attorney Angelo Sandoval is with the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights.
I think it's potentially dangerous because when we tell cities and counties that they need to use every tool at their disposal, but we're leaving tools of criminalization, displacement, harassment, you know, at their disposal, then we're kind of potentially justifying some really egregious behavior, potential violations of human rights.
Governor Newsom has proposed spending an additional $1.4 billion on homelessness and building 3.5 million new affordable homes by 2025. But the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office recently gave the governor the bureaucratic equivalent of a face slap, writing that the governor's budget, quote, does not present a clear path for how the state will address homelessness. Cities and counties are now urgently calling for guidance and flexibility. Councilman Lauren Taylor represents a large part of East Oakland, where homelessness is a huge issue.
It is critical that we get much more clarity. One of the governor's proposals is to have a regional leader that can help to guide and hold accountable different cities. What does that actually look like? How is that accountability held? There are a lot of questions still to be answered. We're talking about lives here.
Lives that are now more vulnerable as public health officials worry that these homeless camps are ripe for the spread of the coronavirus while they debate how to address the homeless crisis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Oakland.